Amen. But anyway, I'll call you if you want to. Go ahead and get there, and we'll get there in a minute to Acts chapter 2. And I tell you, I believe that we can have revival. God is the same yesterday, today, forever. Y'all believe that? And I believe God's still saving sinners. I believe God still has a work to do here in America. I believe God's still going to use America. People say there's no hope for America, and they may not be, but I tell you what, I want to be found worthy whenever he comes back. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I want to keep on preaching the truth. I want to keep on going to revival meetings, and hopefully that revival will break out. Hey, it don't have to be in the mountains of Tennessee. It don't have to be in the mountains of North Carolina. It can break out right here in York, South Carolina, and God can have his will and his way done right here in York. Boy, would be to God. Would be to God that we could have that happen here in York County, that this place would be turned upside down. Red, yellow, brown, black, and white, all coming together for one purpose. To serve, honor, and glorify holy God. I believe there's a good spirit in this church, brother. It's because people come to worship and honor and glorify him. Amen. I believe the churches that are living in true God are to be founded that way. Whenever we get away from that, when we get on to other things, when we make it a social gathering, it's no longer honoring God. God's power's not on it. God's touch not on it. Hey, he's far, far from it. I'm glad to be in a church where God's there. I like being in a church where God's there. You hear somebody say, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Boy, ain't nothing like that. I believe it'll start revival, amen. Yeah. We get right with God. But first, 2 Peter, Lord, I'm done got way ahead of myself. Acts chapter 2. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, we'll start there. And it's, you know, Peter doing a work here. He's been questioned about some things. And back up, just back up here to 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Brother, I'm glad that you do it the right way. I believe the word baptized means by immersion. Amen. Under the water. I tell you what, I was raised, the first church I could remember going into in my walk with the Lord, or actually whenever I was at home being a drug addict, drugged every church that they went to, was an old Church of God church. Boy, it scared me to death walking in that place. I'm on my daddy, he'd drag me in that place, and I'd be sitting there, boy, please don't run around here and say something that I can't understand and smack me in the back of the head. I'll tell you what, I thought they were mad in there. And in the next church I went from one extreme to the other. My mom drug me in a Presbyterian church. And brother, you said that little bottle right there, hey, they had little gold goblets. You know, them little gold things there, and they'd get you up there, and they'd pop you, sprinkle you on the head, and say you were baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the whole, and your whole time you ain't even got your eyeballs wet, amen? And call it baptism. Well, it ain't baptism. But anyway, Peter was an apostle of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Boy, I'm glad that I in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. And ye shall receive the gift of what? The Holy Ghost. I tell you what, that's another false teaching that's going around in our world today. They say, boy, you got to be baptized with fire. Hey, I'll tell you what, whenever I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, I was baptized with fire, the Holy Ghost of God, amen. Because it takes the Holy Ghost of God to draw me to that altar of repentance, amen. Hey, I don't got to wait no time. I don't have to get no gifts. Hey, I've got the Holy Spirit living in me right then, amen. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the Bible's true and every man's a liar. Amen? Amen. But not only that, he says, that for the promise is unto you and to your children. Aren't you glad of that? It's been carrying on for generations. Boy, we've heard the truth. Hey, I'm glad I'm not a Protestant tonight. Hey, I'm a Baptist. Hey, well, other people, they might label me as a Protestant, but I'm not. We've been around. Hey, John the Baptist, what was he? He was a Baptist. He didn't say John Baptist. It said John the Baptist. Amen. So we've been around a long time, and I thank the Lord for it. Amen. But anyway, and it's to your children and to your children and to all that are far off. Boy, I was far off. And he said, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. I'm glad I was called. Boy, he's calling you tonight. Let me tell you something. He's not willing that any should perish. He wants all to come to his saving grace and knowledge. But anyway, in verse 40, and with many other words. Did what? Did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from the what? This untoward generation. And in verse 41, then they that gladly received the word were baptized. Boy, I'm glad we're glad to receive. I'm glad I was glad to receive. Amen. And we're going to talk about that. There's nine things that we're going to get to through these passages of Scripture here. And he says, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they. Now that's revival right there. Woo! That's revival. And there was added unto them 3,000 souls. And they continued what? Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Amen. I believe we ought to have teaching of the Word of God. Amen. I believe it's important to come to Sunday school. There's a lot of folks in our world today. They come to church on Sunday morning. That's the only time they think they need to tip their hat to God. Amen. But let me tell you something. We ought to tip it every time the doors are open. Hey, we ought to tip it at the house. We ought to tip it in the morning. We ought to tip it in the day. Hey, the Bible says pray without ceasing. I believe we ought to go to Him all the time. Amen. I believe we ought to be tipping our hat to our God more than 1-2 hours a week. Right. Amen. And then we wonder why we don't have the touch of God and the power of God. And then he says, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayer. Boy, I tell you, there's some things going on right here that cause that revival to break out. They become steadfast. They were staying at church all the time. Hey, they were staying in clue with one another. Amen. And then he says in verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Hey, I'm telling you what, thank God. Hey, those wonders and signs were done for the Jew, to reach the Jew, because they believed by signs and wonder. Hey, what are we supposed to believe by? Faith and faith alone. Amen. I'm thankful for that. And then he says in verse 44, and all that believe were together and had all things common. I'm glad I'm right here in the midst of a bunch of brothers and sisters that got something common with me. Hey, I tell you what, I don't believe there's anybody rich, and I don't believe there's anybody that's the poorest of the poorest. We have all things in common, and you know what makes us have things in common? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's important that we remember that, and I'll get to the message here in just a little bit. This is just a little gentle introduction, but if you would, I'm glad that we could have something in common. Hey, I'm glad. I don't care where you're at in your life. I don't care how much money you got. Hey, that I can have something in common with you. And that's Jesus Christ. We can come to worship, to praise, to honor, to glorify Him together in one mind and one accord. I'm thankful for that, brother. That's what church is about. Woo, boy. Thank God. Boy, yeah, when you get to that cross right there, boy, the ground is level. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, boy, we can have fellowship together. And in verse 45, hey, they had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. In verse 46, and they continued daily with one accord. What did I just say? With one accord in the temple. Where were they at when one accord? They continued daily at in the temple. I believe we ought to set it in our mind that we're going to have revival. If we're going to see God really do something, we're going to have to show up at the house of God. I believe we ought to do that. I believe that's one of the things. If I ought to add it, say there's 10, bless God. Hey, let's get on fire for God. Let's get right with God. Let's get in the house of God. Hey, I believe we ought to come to church, amen. I believe we ought to come here and draw strength from one another. Not only that, they continued daily in one accord in the temple, and the breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Listen to what he done here in verse 47. Praising God. Woo! Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I come to your throne of grace here tonight. God, to thank you for your many blessings. God, I thank you that you've added unto this church. You've added unto the church souls, God. And Lord, I pray that there'd be one lost and undone, that there might be another added tonight. Lord, if they're sitting in the sound of my voice, defeated, lost, and undone without you, that they might come to know you before it's eternally too late. And God, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, we want revival. Y'all, I believe everybody in here raised their hands. There's some things that I believe we need to look at. And, I know for a fact that they'll help us, even in gladness, but they'll help us are in a time that we can seek revival, but also that they can help us whenever we're going out to reach others. That's part of revival, amen, that we have be glad. That's the first thing you see there in verse 41. We're just going to go from where I started reading in 41, and we're going to look at nine things that I believe that'll help us be sweet, that we can have harmony in the church house, that we can have a good time when we come to the house of God, that the souls outside which see Jesus in us, amen. I believe it's important in this day and hour in which we live that Jesus be seen. I believe the church is doing too much backbiting. I believe the church is talking too much about the preachers. I believe the church is talking too much about the deacons. I believe we ought to just talk about Jesus Christ and how good he is, amen. I thank God for that, and that we can do that. But I'll tell you what, in verse 41 it says, gladly received his word. Thank God that one day I gladly received his word. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, there's nothing like the word of God. Hey, I'll tell you what, it cuts and divides sometimes. Sometimes I don't like what it's got to say. Sometimes I want to live how I want to live. But I tell you what, I thank God, hey, that there's a convicting power that lives inside of me when I accepted Jesus Christ. And I bless God, I want to serve him faithfully, so I have to conform my life unto him. Amen. I believe we want to be Christ-like. But I tell you what, I'm glad the word of God that it spoke to my heart one day. Hey, I'm thankful for the word of God. Hey, he says what there? The word gladly in Webster's 1828, I want to read that to you, with pleasure, joyful and cheerful. I believe we ought to be glad that we can have the Word of God. We've got the holy inspired Word of God. Hey, it's perfect. I don't need no NIV, brother. I don't need a Bible that's been printed by a man that's printing pornography. And he owns the Bible. I don't need that kind of Bible. I don't NIV. I can take that thing and stick it somewhere else. Whew. Don't leave one laying around here and I see it. Bless God, I'll circle file it in a minute. I believe it's corrupt. But I tell you what, they gladly received the word. We got to gladly receive the word. Hey, we got to gladly receive it every day. Not just for salvation, but to receive it every day. Change our life. Conform to the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, Mark chapter, here we read this, Mark chapter 12, and verse 37. And the common people heard him gladly. I'm glad I'm a common person. I'm glad the ground's level at the foot of the cross. And we heard him gladly. Let's get that right. Let's get it English right here. That we heard him gladly and the ground is level there at the foot of the cross. And we can be common there. Not only that, number one was gladly received the word. Number two, 40, in verse 42, we find steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. We won't have revival. We'll have to believe what God says. We're going to have to believe the teachings from the Word of God. And stay focused on the teaching of the Word of God. Too many times Brother Roddy, he had a good lesson there Sunday morning in Sunday school and the preaching hour. But boy, I don't really like it all. He's stepping on my toes. You think when the world hears that, boy, they like that? Let me tell you something. He never stepped on your toes. If he stepped on your toes, your heart's in the wrong spot.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm
aiming at. Amen. Hey, don't. I'm not aiming for no feet tonight.
No.
I want the Lord to speak to your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Not me. I want God to speak to you. I want God to change you. I want to see revival break out in York, South Carolina, in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I want to see it. It won't happen until the church gets right. When the church gets right, we can see revival. When the church gets to praying, we can see revival. Hey, the doctrine. I'll give you another definition. The doctrine of the gospel are the principles and truth taught by Christ and his apostles. That's the doctrine. That's the truth. That's what we need taught in our churches. We don't need this false junk. We don't need this teaching that's going on now. Oh, you come as you are and bring your money and put it in the offering plate and you'll be okay. And just leave. Just go on. You all right? Just line my pocketbook up. Bless God, I won't stand before him for that lie. I'd rather be broke and going to heaven and sit there and say, hey, well done, my good and faithful servant, then I had to have all the riches of the world down here and die and have to answer to a holy God for the souls that I've led to hell that you talked about this morning. Amen. Mark chapter 4 and verse 2. And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine. Lord Jesus, he spoke to us. He's speaking to you tonight if you'll let him. Hey, I tell you what, the doctrine, not only the gladness, glad to receive the world, but the word, steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, but also steadfast in fellowship. I believe we ought to come together. And verse 44 gives us a good definition. And all that believe were together.
Yep.
And all things were common.
Yep.
You believe that?
Yep.
That's what the word says. Hey, right there in verse 44, right there in black and white. Yep. All that believe were together.
Amen.
I'm glad you're here tonight. I believe in Jesus Christ. Do you?
Amen.
Who do we come to exalt tonight?
Amen.
We come to lift him up. We come to make much of him. I didn't come to make much of me. I come to make much of him.
Amen.
I want to exalt the Savior. That's the best definitions. Hey, Webster's 828, give it about the same way. I'm thankful for the Word of God. You're talking about commentators this morning. The Bible commentates itself if you read it.
Amen.
Amen. You don't need somebody else to commentate it for you. The Bible commentate it if you let him. I used to think a lot of commentators, and I used them whenever I first surrendered to preach the Word of God. I ain't going to sit here and lie, but I don't use them no more. They can do what they want to. I'd rather have the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit of God speak to me through the Word of God and let him direct my path on what to preach. Let him direct my path on what to teach. I want God to have his way. Hey, God's placed me over a church over here, a little old church over in the country, and I believe I ought to do it God's way. I believe it'll be right when we do it God's way. I believe when we're together as the church, I believe we can have the power of God. I believe we can have the touch of God. I believe God can have his way, and I believe he can still do a revival today. I believe he's got the power to do so, and then we can see his touch and his move and his power when we do it God's way. I want revival. I don't want it in a make-believe. I don't want to have come over here to Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday, just have a meeting. I want souls and lives to be changed. That we get on fire for Jesus Christ. That we get back to doing the work of God. You say, well, I can't do that. Well, Kate never could do anything, bless God. I'm glad I can. God, all things are possible. And John tells us, In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That's our fellowship. That's who you come to fellowship with tonight. God and the Son. Amen. Not only steadfastly in fellowship, but steadfastly in the breaking of bread. Verse 46, and breaking bread from house to house, they did eat with meat with their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. We'd better get used to being together. You realize that? It's going to come a day when Jesus steps out on that cloud. We're going to all be together forever and ever and ever. You might as well get used to it down here. We might as well, hey, we're going to eat one day the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to all be together. You say, Billy, hey, how's that going to happen? Let me tell you what, 1,500 miles, 1,500 miles deep. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, there's plenty of room there. Please, bless God. I'm thankful for that, and God's able to do anything. I believe that with all my heart. But I tell you what, we're going to have a supper one day, and it's going to be good. We might as well get used to doing it down here. We might as well get used to being together down here. I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be altogether lovely when we get there. I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be sweet fellowship up there. I'm thankful for the day that's going to come and take place. Do you believe it's going to take place one day? Do you believe it? Well, as a man told me the other day, he said, Billy, do you actually believe Jesus is going to step out on a cloud? And his voice is a loud trump's going to sound, and the dead in Christ is going to rise, and then all those that are alive and remain will be called up together to meet him in there. Do you really believe that? Preachers have been preaching that for years, and it ain't happened yet. Let me tell you something. whenever God says it's time, it's time. And I believe it with all my heart. That's the same thing I told that man whenever he said that bunch of heresy. And you know what? He's part of a Catholic church. Hey, they don't believe the Bible. They believe what man says. I'm going to tell you what. I believe the Word of God. I believe He's going to step out on here. I believe we're going to have, there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. I believe that the bride's going to be called up there with Him. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Do you believe the Word of God tonight? If you don't believe the Word of God, you'll never have revival. God's Word is true and every man's a liar. You better settle that in your heart right now. Amen. Amen. I want it. I want to see it, the breaking of bread. Hey, I'll tell you what, Revelation 19 and verse 1, or 19 and verse 9. And He saith unto him, with right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He, saith unto them, these are the true sayings of God is true. Well, we ought to get used to it down here. I'm going to tell you what, if churches, I remember whenever I was a kid, boy, you'd go by a Baptist church, boy, they were standing around the church all day long on Sunday. I'm going to tell you what, you couldn't get them away from there. I'll tell you what, now bless God, you got people back here in the back going like this whenever it's 2 minutes after 12. I'll tell you what, we ought to get settled in our heart. Hey, we're going to stay at the house of God all day long. We're going to serve Him, not because of what we can do, because we love Him, because He first loved us. Amen. I believe that's what we ought to do in our churches today. If we're going to see revival, people ought to see us that we love Jesus Christ, that we care to come to the house of God. You say, well, Billy, that's not Bible. I tell you what, all through the Bible, they stayed there day and night. Hey, they fell out the daggum windows. They stayed so long. Hey, I will tell you what, I believe the house of God ought to be full all the time. You say, well, we got to work. We got to do this. And yes, I believe that. I'm not saying that. I believe the Bible teaches that you're worse than an infidel if you don't take care of your family. I believe the Word of God. But I believe when we do have the chance to come to the house of God, I believe we ought to want to be at the house of God. Amen. There ought to be a desire down deep in our heart that we want to be here because Jesus is just so good. He loves me. He loved me unmeasurable. Unconditional love. Boy, He's good. He is good to us. Steadfast in the breaking of bread. Not only that, number 5, steadfastly in prayer. Prayer. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, thank you, brother, 5:17, pray without ceasing. I believe we ought to stay steadfast in prayer. You say, brother, how am I going to pray going down the road to work? You don't have to close your eyes. Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing says you have to have your eyes closed. I commune with the Holy God all day long. I tell you what, I like talking to my Father. I like going to the throne of grace through the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. That I've got liberty to go there at any time. Hey, He can hear me at any time. I don't have to go through no priest. I don't have to go through no pope. Hey, I can go straight to the throne of God because of what Jesus done. Hey, I become my own high priest because of what Jesus done. Boy, there ain't nothing better than Jesus. Did you come to exalt Him tonight? Can we preach on Him a little bit tonight? Boy, I will tell you what. Woo! Thank God for Jesus Christ. Steadfastly in prayer. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, whenever I got things going on, brother, I don't get depressed no more. I don't care about all that junk no more. I just go to Jesus Christ, and He's going to take care of it for me. I believe that with all my heart. He says, I'll never forsake you. He said that He'd never leave me. Bless God. I believe that with all my heart. And I'll tell you what, I believe what you said this morning. We have not sometime because we ask not. I believe that little lady, or whoever that was, I don't know, that's sick and in the hospital tonight. I believe the Baptist church is failing. I believe we let the Pentecostals take our joy. I believe the Bible still teaches that He's still in the healing business. I believe that we take it for granted sometimes. We don't believe that it can happen. Amen. But it can happen. God still heals supernaturally. I've seen it too many times. But it ain't man doing it. It's God doing it. It ain't man touching them. It's God touching them. I give Him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Amen. I tell you, I've seen my dad healed supernaturally. I've seen my uncle healed supernaturally. I've seen my daddy-in-law healed supernaturally. Amen. Bless God. I've seen it. He still does. And I believe he answers prayer. God loves us. He answers our prayer. Sometimes he answers our prayer. I've been this way too, brother. And he just says no. And I say, why not? But he always answers. He always answers. You believe that tonight? You must. You never have revival unless you believe the Word of God. Amen. Not only steadfastly in prayer, number six, fear came upon every soul. I think I kind of mentioned this just a little bit. Fear. In the Webster's 1828 dictionary, fear is the passion of our nature which excites us to provide for our security. I tell you what, I don't fear the Lord like that. He is my security. He is my rock. He is my high tower. I tell you what, the fear of the Lord, a lot of people say, well, the fear of the Lord, I'm afraid of what he's going to do. I'm not afraid of what he's going to do except carry me to heaven, bless God. And I'm not afraid of that. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, but I do fear him. But it's a reverence for a holy God. Hey, I reverence my Lord. I've said this before. A lot of times I've preached several funerals over the past 10 years, and they always put in there, and you tell them over and over and over, hey, don't put that, just put Billy Lingerfelt, just put pastor, whatever, and bless God, they always put reverend right there. Let me tell you what, there ain't but one that's worthy of the name reverend, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty God, the eternal God of this created, that created the heavens and the earth. He's the only one reverend that is reverend to use that word too. Amen. And I believe that with all my heart. Fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. Boy, I'll tell you what. We want wisdom. That's for you. Why are you going to school for, right? You're going to be smart. I'll tell you what, the best wisdom you'll ever have right there in that old King James Bible.
Amen.
That's where we need to glean our. That's the reason why it's important that we have schools for our kids. The church has a school for our kids.
Amen.
That they can be taught the right way. That they can be brought up in a way that's right and pleasing to God. Amen. Not getting full of the world's wisdom, but getting full of God's wisdom. I believe in reading, writing, and arithmetic. I believe we need all that stuff. I use it today in my life. But I tell you what, there's nothing more important to me than the Word of God. There's nothing more important to me than the wisdom that comes from heaven above. I tell you what, you can have all the smart people and gather them up out there and all that stuff. But if they don't have God on them, if they don't know God, they ain't worth a flying dime. I'd rather have Jesus any day in his wisdom. That's the wisdom we need. That's the wisdom we need. With wisdom, of wisdom, and before honor, humility. I tell you, there's a lot of folks in our churches today that don't humble themselves. You couldn't get them to come to the altar, and I tell you what, you wonder why God don't move. I believe there ought to be humility in our churches. Too many times, us Baptists, we're haughty and high-minded. We're better than all the rest. Tell you something, I ain't better than nobody.
Amen.
But my God is. And he died for everybody. We don't need to be like that. We need to have the love of Jesus Christ. He didn't turn nobody away.
Amen.
Not only the fear came upon every soul, number six, there seven, and they continued daily in the temple. Daily. I looked that up too. Every day. Day by day. Hey, I'm just giving you the word. Amen. It's not Billy Lingerfelt theology here. This is the Word of God. It says every day, daily, things happen that happen daily. I'm going to tell you what, we ought to commune with him daily. It's important. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
Verse 11. And give us this day our daily bread. Well, I'll tell you what we need to ask Him. We need to go to Him. Everything I have comes from Him. Do you realize that tonight?
Amen.
When we want to have true revival, we need to give Him glory for everything. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Model prayer. Let me tell you what He done right there first thing. He praised the Lord, our Father, which art in heaven. I tell you what, I'm glad that I'm a part of a church that believes in praising God.
Amen.
I believe we ought to lift Him up.
Yes.
I believe we ought to praise Him. Hey, I'll tell you what, when we have prayer requests, praise reports, brother, about 99% of ours is praise.
Amen.
I believe God honors that. I believe it's important. God inhabits the praise of His people. Whenever we go to giving Him glory and realizing just what He does for us, you realize that everything that you have come from Him.
Right. Everything.
Everything. Boy, I'll tell you what, I used to think, boy, I went out and found me a good-looking wife. I've done that. I realize now that God gave her to me. Yes, He did. God gave her to me. That's my helpmate. And I'm thankful for her every day. Let me tell you what, husbands in here, you better be thankful for your wives. If it's who God's had got for you, you better be thankful for it. Amen. We need to remember that when we go outside these doors, that people see that. Not only that, continuing daily with one accord there in verse 46. One accord in agreement, harmony of minds. You know what? I said earlier there's a sweet spirit in here, Brother Roddy. I believe that. I liked it coming in here this morning. Reminded me of my church. I didn't feel like I was away. It felt good. People singing out, praising God. By the way, it was good tonight. The choir singing, the special group to singing. I soggy bottom, whatever. Young lady, like I told you this morning, keep singing for God's glory. Amen. You won't go wrong. Amen. But one accord in harmony of minds. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. What are we? What are we to be? Like-minded.
Amen.
Having the what? The same love. Being of one accord, of one mind. How do we have that? By having Jesus. You in here tonight and you don't know Jesus, you can't be in one mind and one accord with this church.
Amen.
Amen. He wants you to come. He wants you to be in the church. He loves you. Number nine, we're going to go, brother. I done run over just a little bit. Is that all right around here? Number nine, verse 47, notice what he says, praising God. Praise the expressive gratitude. Well, we've done that tonight. We give glory and gratitude unto a holy God. To exhort with words and song. Well, we've done that. Want revival? We're going to have to keep doing that. To magnify, to glorify.
Yeah.
Boy, we've done that. Boy, glorify with everything that's in us. To glorify on account of perfection or excellence of work. He's done the excellent work. Ain't you glad of that, brother?
Amen.
He done something I couldn't do. He went to the cross, and that perfect blood was applied to that mercy seat. Hey, I praise Him because of that. I exhort Him because of that. I love Him because of that. Because of Him, I don't have to go to hell. Because of Him, I got a home in glory. Because of Him at the judgment, hey, I ain't got to go to that judgment. I ain't got to be cast into the lake of fire to burn forever and ever and ever. Hey, I tell you what. Hey, you say, well, them Baptist preachers, all they preach is turn or burn. Hey, I will tell you what. There ain't but one way to heaven, and you got to turn it God's way. You got to do it God's way. You got to come by the way of the cross. You got to go by Jesus Christ. You got one way to get there. There's not many ways. There's but one way. And His name's Jesus. I want to lift Him up tonight. Are you going to lift Him up tonight? Lift Him on high. Not only that. Praise Psalms 40 and verse 3. and he hath put a new song in my mouth.
Yes,
he did. Boy, whenever I got saved, man, I ain't been the same since. Amen. Ain't nothing greater than knowing Jesus Christ. He put a new song in my heart. I don't care nothing about it. I hear Baptist preachers today saying, well, Billy, there ain't nothing wrong with country music. My foot.
Yeah.
You know what I feel like telling him? You stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your tears in your beard and all that junk.
Yeah.
Huh. There is something wrong with it. If it's not glorifying God, it's not helping you grow spiritually. There is something wrong with it. Put a new song. Hey, I got a new song.
Yes.
It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
I got a song that even angels can't sing. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear.
Yes, they will.
And shall trust in the Lord. I'm thankful I've trusted Him. And I'm thankful that He loves me. Psalms 148 in verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Listen to what he says. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. I believe we ought to praise Him. I believe it's important. God, I said earlier, God inhabits the praise of His people. I tell you what, I want to see revival. I want to see us in harmony. I want to see us sweet to one another. And I believe it'll take these nine things that I've just hit on today to have that. Amen. We're going to come back here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I pray. I ain't even talked to the pastor yet. But Wednesday night, how many in here has ever put 10, 16 penny nails on the head of one nail? I'm going to do that. So don't miss it. Be here Wednesday night. Okay? Young people, I'm going to give y'all a chance to do it. You going to do it? You going to come up here and do it? But I'm going to tell you what. Huh? It's a nail about that long. And I'm going to balance them on the head of one nail. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm thankful that Jesus took three old rusty nails and an old dogwood tree and balanced the sins of the whole world. And we're going to hit on that just a little bit Wednesday night. So if you got anybody lost and undone, be sure they're here. Be sure they're here. Take an opportunity that we might see revival. See, I'm going to tell you what, when we do these nine things, number 10, there's a feeling.
Yep.
Notice what happened when we revival, 3,000 souls. Boy, if we find records of 5,000. Let me tell you something. Hey, I'm going to tell you, when we get things right with God, when we do it God's way, He can fill the house of God. He wants to fill the house of God. I'm thankful to see this place full as it is. Amen. I praise God for it, brother. He's been good to you. It's full in this house. And it's a good spirit in this house. And I love seeing it. But I tell you what, there's nothing better than seeing it running over. Amen. Well, when the Spirit of God, I like it when the Spirit of God runs over. You ever heard that song the Enlightener sing? My cup runneth over. Drinking from my saucer. Bless God, drinking from my saucer, because my cup's running over. That's what every Christian ought to be. When we get these nine things in line, that's the way it'll be. Your cup will run over. The feeling, the Lord added unto the church daily, such as to be saved. Feeling, making full, supplying abundantly, growing full. That's what we need. We'll not see the feeling of this church in revival or anything else talking bad about one another. We won't see a feeling in this church or any other church if we don't believe we have the Word of God. We got to stand on the Word. We won't see those things. Too many times in our churches, in our Baptist churches, brother, there's too much talking about one another and gossiping. I pray that ain't right. I pray that ain't true here. Don't let Satan get in you like that. He'll destroy what God's doing. God's doing a great work here. Do you believe that? I'm going to say that again. Do you believe God's doing a great work here? I tell you what, it ain't going to be long. You're going to have to be building a building. Amen? Amen. Hey, God, hey, if God's in it, he'll provide the way. Amen. You got to believe and trust him. Amen. We come to honor and glorify his name. Trust him too. Bless Amen. God. Anything God wants is going to happen. Right. Somebody will die. Amen. He'll move something out of the way if he has to make it possible. You say, Billy, that's mean. You think something saying somebody. Well, I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People stand in the way of what God wants to do. You better watch out.
Amen.
This place is busting at the seams, brother. He's got revival going on already.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
That's revival.
Amen.
I want to see revival. Not just a meeting.
That's right.
Nine things that will help us have revival, to have harmony in the church, to be sweet in the church.
Yep.
Gladly receive the word. Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Steadfastly in fellowship. Steadfastly in the breaking of bread. Steadfastly in prayer. Fear came upon every soul.
Amen.
Have a reverence for God.
Amen.
And they continue steadfastly in the temple.
Amen.
Be here when God says be here. When this house is open, you ought to be here.
Amen.
Everybody.
Yep.
Boy, it's a light and a testimony in your community.
Indeed.
These people are watching you.
Yeah.
All around you, they're watching you. Maybe some of them are probably waiting to see you fall.
Yes,
but bless God, they're watching to see what God's doing too.
Right. Yeah.
Not only that, continue daily in the temple, but continue daily in one accord. Be of one mind. Line up with your pastor. If he's lining up with his old King James Bible, you line up with him. That'll keep you in harmony. That'll cause revival to break out. And not when you're in one mind and one accord, praise him together.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brother, can I come up here and sing another song?
Yeah.
Y'all got a good praise song, brother. This is a good song. Boy, this long as it's got Jesus in it. Amen. Amen. And that old story will never grow old. That's fine.
See ya.
Told you.